think that there's two stigmas. There's a stigma of like a woman being a slut, and there's a stigma for the man of being a pussy. And I think we need to like make that go away. We are still different. I used to think that there should be equality between men and women. Two different sides of the coin. We really are. Like, we're women are different, men are different, but men should be able to display emotion.
I agree. And I would say the difference is that I think guys probably like to have sex more. We probably have lower standards here and whatnot. But when it comes to settling down, our standards don't lower usually. I will say I like to be the little spoon sometimes, Denise.
I think that men should be the little spoon sometimes. I think there's too much pressure to be the big spoon.
I don't know if I wasn't hugged enough as a child, but there's something there.
Can we make that a hashtag, like little spoon men or something?
Little
spoon men.
Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Let's get ready to wing
it. Welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. I'm here with Max, as always, and we got Denise from Heavy Crown Podcast. Denise, how the fuck are you?
I am fucking great. How are you?
I'm great as well. I love that you're like, I'm fucking great.
I am.
Give it right back to me.
It's great.
You gave it right back. That's great. So, Denise, we got to clear it up right away. You got a thick Boston accent. What's the, are you from Boston?
I guess it's a compliment coming from New York.
New York?
Yeah.
So where did you like grow up in Boston, obviously?
No, my mom did.
Okay.
So I grew up with her like yelling at me in her thick Boston accent, so that kind of stuck a little bit.
Okay.
So that when you grew up getting yelled at by a Boston mom, you definitely don't forget that.
Yeah, it's just stuck in your head. It's just super glued in there.
Yeah, super glued in my head forever, and then it just comes out.
Right. So your podcast is called Heavy Crown, and do you have another podcast too?
I have multiple. The other podcast I have is for like a death investigation. It's called Callous, but that kind of spawned off on its own when I covered a different murder case. So I do like everything across the board. There's nothing that I don't touch. There's nothing I won't talk about, and I pretty much go from dating and relationships and current events, just talking about anything that I want to on my main podcast. And then I'll kind of go off and do other projects.
What's your preferred like niche? Is it dating and stuff, or is it the murder mystery stuff?
I would say definitely. I mean, the dating stories can be fun. I know a lot of my audience really enjoys that, but I would say my true hot lies with the death investigations, because I like to just put it out there that you may not know what happened. You can't always trust the people investigating your cases, but you can't always not trust them. So you kind of have to give everybody the full scope. I personally like the death investigations.
Okay. Is that under a different name than the Heavy Crown, right?
Nope. It's under the Heavy Crown Radio Productions.
Okay. Because from what my research, I mainly see like the relationship stuff.
Yes. That's okay. A big part of the main one.
Okay, so what? Right off the bat, what is the reason for the naming Heavy Crown?
So a lot of it had to do with, I want to say, mental health and just overall wellness and being as a woman. It's really hard to be a woman in a man's world, so to speak. And I think the crown gets heavy. You just got to push it back up and say, I got this shit.
Okay.
That's my mantra.
Okay. Is that original, or did you like hear that somewhere? Like,
My mom got me a bracelet about like, you know, remember whose daughter you are and straighten your crown. And then the heavy part kind of came to me one day, and I was like, I really like that. I was like, that really stuck. It really caught with me. So when I was going through names and trying to figure it out, I was like, you know what? That slaps.
That slaps. All right. All right, Denise. I absolutely love it. Max, let me pass the fucking floor to you. You got some burning questions over there.
Sure. So let's kind of do something a little more basic, but I want to kind of open it up for you. So what got you into doing like podcast and like having media sort of like passions?
So I went to college for communications, and then I was also a hairdresser at the same time. I had my hands in so many different things, and I work in healthcare now full time. So once I was a news anchor once upon a time in Illinois. I was a reporter. So that's another aspect of it. But I really, really loved doing the media thing. And I was like, I really want to get my hands back in it. I really, you know, that's where I really, really feel passionate. So I decided to start a podcast, and I made my social accounts. I did all of that. And I was like, all right, let me try to, you know, take some time branding this. I want to say it took me 2 years. Part of the reason was because I got in a kind of a scuffle with 50 Cent. And that kind of, that people were like, oh, she's just doing this to promote her podcast. I'm like, I didn't plan on putting this shit out immediately. You guys are the ones that are hype about it. It took me like 6 months to go back to normal. But whoa. Yeah, that was fun.
What was the scuffle? We got to ask.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack from that.
I mean, it's out there on the internet. It's probably like buried now because Madonna also said he was sexist. But that really wasn't what I said. I was trying to be like, listen, we're in the middle of, I was trying to be a wingman. Okay. I was like, we're in the middle of the Me Too era. You got to, you know, I don't know what publicist said you could just throw this bullshit out there, but they're getting backhanded with a wet dish rag. And he said, shut up, bitch. I'm different. For 6 months, all I got in my Snapchats was like, I saw more dicks than I've ever seen in my life. Swear to God.
How many dicks was that? Wild. How many dicks was that?
That was probably like a good 60 plus dicks.
Wow.
After a while, I just stopped opening them. So it was probably more dicks than that. But I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, and then I was getting messages on my Instagram that were crazy. And I was like, y'all need to
wait, why were they sending dick pics?
Because they were upset that I said that he was sexist, but I didn't say he was sexist. I just said, you're posting sexist bullshit. You need to be careful. Your publicist should be hit with a wet dish rag. And I stand by that.
So you're telling me that guys took that as like, oh, we should send her a dick pic? Like multiple guys got that same.
They were sending me stuff like publicly saying like, oh, blah, 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 you're a bitch, this and that. And then in the meanwhile, in my DMs on Instagram and then going into my Snapchat, like, hey, here's my dick. I don't know why it just became a thing, but it did.
Guys, I don't associate with a lot of guys. I got to be honest. Max and I talk about dick pics a lot. Like, I don't think I've ever sent an unsolicited dick pic in my life. But
like that's our
apparently a lot of guys are on the same page with it. Like,
so you've been solicited for dick pics then?
No, I've had girls ask me for dick pics. Yeah,
I've never asked for a dick pic. I don't think.
Oh no, I'll do the sex talk and they'll be like, "Let me see your cock." Yeah.
Hey, I mean that's you know bold and out there. I like it.
I don't know where those girls are now, but like they're dead and gone. You know what I mean?
No, it's just that you're really busy and you probably haven't had time to check.
Oh well, that was back in the day. You know,
right. Back in the day.
But no, you have a good back point, Hunt. That's like our PSA is like the don't do unsolicited dick pics. So yeah.
We're wingman of the year. We're dudes. We talk about dude shit, but like, I've never gotten behind unsolicited dick pics because dicks are not fucking pretty. They're ugly as fuck.
I saw a lot of ugly ones, and I was kind of like, Jesus Christ, like this is getting a little out of hand. And it took me like 6 months to stop getting. I actually stopped using that Snapchat that I associated with it, and I was like. I changed my handle and all that. And I was like, all right. And I actually had a bunch of people that actually still rock with me now that were really cool and like stuck up to me with people saying crazy stuff. And I was like, I like you people. I don't even know you and you guys have my back. Like, that's a vibe.
They're wingmen.
Yeah, they are wingmen. I like that about them. You have to like be a good wingman and then you have to like just manifest and attract good wingmen into your life. Because you can't just depend on your friends to be your wingmen because some of them just aren't going to be that good at it. But you always know who the good ones are.
Yeah, you definitely can't. This is a great conversation that we're going into here. This is truly winging it because my mind's racing. I've had a couple beers, Denise. I don't know if the wingers can tell, but I'm going to go off the goddamn rails. But
I'm here for it.
I've been saying women are the best fucking wingmen. They're more unselfish than men. Men are selfish, okay? I'll say it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to out us. Max is sipping his water over there.
Yeah. Just a little.
Here's the thing. Guys need girls that are friends. I know that sounds impossible to some people, A girl can get you so much farther than like a guy can, like with a group of girls. They could be your in at a bar. You know what I mean? It is. They can relate to the girls, bring you in. Because if you just go up to the girl, you need to make a girl feel comfortable. I've been fucking preaching this. I say the same shit on every podcast. People are going
to
get
sick. I've done that for guys before.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to go out with a lot of my male friends, and they'd be like, oh, so-and-so. And I'd be like, all right, well, this girl's going to feel weird that I'm here, because I know I would. So I just go over and I'm like, I'm very outgoing. I'm fun. I love to have a good time. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Because normally with women, it's very weird, because like some girls, it's like, all right, well, is this going to be the kind of woman that I like to be around? Or is this going to be somebody that's coming up to just, you know, have a pissing contest? And I'm not that kind of person. I love everybody. And I love just getting to know people. I don't want to, you know, just book by its cover. So I go up to people and I just feel their vibe, and I can tell, like, even without them saying it, I can tell what guy in the group they like, who they're going to go for. And I'm like, man, it's not you. It's going to be so-and-so.
No, that's a big thing right there. Like, girls, like, they'll go talk to the other girl. Yeah. They'll be friendly with them. Like, hey, let's be friends. You know what I mean?
It's funny, girls
like that. There's some girls that are like, stay away from me, bitch. But like,
yeah, there's a lot
guys, of guys, they don't go out of their way to make friends with the other guys, like in the group. Like, if you got like, you know, like a double date thing, it's a little harder.
No man wants to be in a setting with another man around other women, unless it's your friends.
Right.
But I've noticed that, like, there's kind of like a little like dick measuring contest that happens. Like, excuse me, I'm over here trying to like do my thing. What are you doing over here? And you can always feel it and pick up on it.
Yeah, it's an unsaid thing, but like, guys are definitely,
guys are territorial.
They are. I've always said that. Like if I've like slept with a girl, even if it was like one time, I don't want my friend sleeping with her. I know some guys are like, yeah, go fuck her, buddy. But I've always been like, nah, like,
I wouldn't want that either. I'd be like, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, right. Max, what do you think on this whole situation?
No, there's a lot to unpack. I will say, you're right. I think guys do have a territorial thing. There's some that don't, but you're right. I think it's like, if you're not in the friend group, then it's like, God, like, you're trying to pick a side, and I don't know. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, it's like you're from another wolf pack and you're trying to come in and like, bro, you don't belong to us. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, this is,
you are not in this tribe.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And men are just, we're all just fucking animals. I've always said it. Men are dogs, women are cats. You know what I mean? Oh.
I feel like we're very, I don't know, maybe I am more of a cat.
Women are.
Yeah, women are. I'd say that probably. That's probably a fair assessment.
Do you ever sit on top of refrigerators?
I don't sit on top of refrigerators, but, you know, I'll sit on a kitchen counter. Just, you know, assess the situation. You know? Is it the accent?
The accent and you saying kitchen counter and refrigerator, that fucking shit just killed me.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
No, when I listen to your podcast for Recon, it's addicting in a good way. I'm like, I feel like I'm like out, like going to like, you know, Faneuil Hall or the garden, and I'm about to like chow down some like lobster rolls. Like, it was, I'm like, please, I want a weekend in Boston. Like, as soon as I listen to your show, I'm like, this is great. Boston's this is a vibe and atmosphere I need right now. So
I'm just like, I don't know, like, when I'm very passionate about something, it really comes out. There's times that I'm at work and people, I'll say something like, oh, well, the total charges, and people are like, the charges. And I'm like, you live here too. But like, I feel like sometimes I try to like cover it up and I try to mask it. And then people are like, oh, well, on your show, you have an accent. And then in real life, you don't. I'm like, because I know you're going to like pick it out and make fun of me because you guys don't have one. And we grew up in the same place. But like, my mom, hear my mom, like, if anybody who hears my mother will know immediately.
No,
yeah, when I used to live in Illinois, my guy friends would like get drunk and be like, we gotta call your mother, we gotta call her. My mother would start talking and I would just do something to like make her like yell or something and say, and she'd just, the accent would come out and people would be like, this is the best night of my life.
Yeah, I could see myself doing that sounds fucking like a great night. Can you, speaking about accents and whatnot, do you do any other accents besides the Boston accent? Can you impersonate some accents?
I could probably do like a British accent, like, hello, darling. That really wasn't very good though.
Keep it going. Like, here, do you want to do like some, we could do some like improv. Like
improv, let's go.
I love it. All right, hold on. Let me take a sip of beer. Take a sip of your rum chata.
Rum chata.
Is this a three-way fucking improv or?
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a three-way improv. Let's see what kind of accent
this. All right. Who wants to set the scenario?
I'll start.
Okay. Give us the context. What are we doing here? Give
I'll
us roles.
With my British accent. That's fake and not really that good.
I that's fine.
We're
all
we're
got
having
fake
some tea
accents,
and we're so talking fun. About. Let's
isn't
see.
It a bloody nightmare?
We can talk about Christmas. There you go.
Hold on. Okay, we're three Brits talking about Christmas. All right, Denise, you're starting.
Okay, well, they say Father Christmas and not Santa, so, you know. Mm. Is Father Christmas coming to your house?
Bloody hell, mate. Are you kidding me? Santa ain't real.
I bet I'll be bloody drunk with that shit.
We're doing awful.
Oh, my God. I know, mine's not really that great, you know.
I don't think ours was good either, though.
That's okay.
Top of the morning, Santa.
Is that like Irish Santa?
My Irish is coming in. It's like
I know my accent's a lame because I think it's just the one I have is so strong that like trying to do another one is challenging.
My mind when I just think of like, all right, Hunter, you got to do a British accent. It goes the Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's like hello, Poppet, and that I go Harry Potter, and I'm just going to be like, Wingardium Leviosa. I can't.
That
I
was
got,
good. That was good.
I can't do a phrase that I haven't heard in British.
I love that.
You were saying you're in TV in Illinois. Let's break that down. How did you get to that career in your life?
So when I graduated college, I applied for this thing. There was probably about, I want to say, maybe like 5,000 people apply for it, and they take 12. So I applied for it. They called me and they were like, we want you to come out. They give you free housing. They let you, you know, you stay there for a while and you kind of learn the ropes. You already know certain things from like your training, but then you go through and you're like, all right, this is pretty good. I had to work on the accent a lot. That was really hard to do, but I had to learn how to shut it off. And, you know, I already kind of worked on that with like voice and diction classes, which that was really tough. I almost did not do well in that class because it hurts my mouth physically to like not to say as that's kind of difficult, but it wound up being a really good experience. It was something that I was like 21, 22. I was just turning 22 when I moved out there, and I kind of like broke off my relationship because I was like, I'm not going to be the girl that doesn't go and stays here for you. I'm sorry. Like I gotta go. So I went and I don't regret it. I had a great experience. And wound up going out there and doing all sorts of stuff, knocking on people's doors and asking them like really weird questions. So it kind of got me out of my comfort zone. I think it really prepared me for podcasting because I'm not afraid to ask anybody anything.
Okay, Denise, I got a question off this though. So we've been doing interviews in person, like basketball games. We told you before that we're going to SantaCon this weekend. What questions for Wingman of the Year would you come up with for like us to ask? Like, what are some wingman questions we should be asking men and women?
Some of the wing women type questions I would ask is, you know, what do they do? What are the things that they think they can bring to the table that would help their friends? Like, what are their go-to moves?
Okay.
For women, I know like we have like certain strategic things that we do. At least I know I do. Hmm. So I think that, you know, everybody has a strategy. You kind of have to learn how to like read the room and all of that and know what you're going to do. But I think that definitely for women, I'd ask like how they approach it. Like, how do they support their friends? Sometimes you really can't explain it and you really have to be in the situation. So for me, I think that's a lot of where I come from with it. So I think it's harder to ask women because I feel like men right off the bat, like you guys just know how to support each other and what you would do immediately. We're more like, all right, let's be impromptu. We got this.
Yeah, we talk about the same shit. It's Wingman of the Year. We talk about being a wingman. I just talked about this yesterday with Max. It's too funny. I feel like I'm repeating myself. But like, yeah, I'll literally go up to a girl and be like, hey, have you met my friend Maxon over here? Max is married. That's an example if his wife is listening. But
you know his wife's like, he's married.
I'm like, you see this fucking guy over here? Look at this guy. You know what I mean?
And he's a stud.
He's a stud.
Why, thank
That's
you.
A good one. Whoa. That's a good one, Denise.
See?
But yeah,
I can give you some pointers.
And I will say, Denise, the ladies got the advantage. It's a lot easier to pick up a guy than it is to pick up a girl. Would you agree?
It absolutely is. I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I can do it by myself. I'll like walk up and I will pick a group of guys. And if I see that there's like the best looking one in the group, I'm not even going to address him. I'm going to go up to the decent looking friend who's all right. And the best looking guy could be with the best looking girl in the room, but he's going to be upset that I didn't dress him. He's going to be upset that I'm not laughing at his jokes, that I'm like, okay. And then he's going to be so upset that I'm going to say to his friend, look, and I might really want that guy. So I'm going to say, you know what? Your friend's a little weird. I'm just going to leave. And then he's going to be like, dude, she said you were weird. That is going to give him social currency with his friends, because they're going to be like, dude, someone just said he was weird. He gets all these girls. And he's going to be like, this girl is like a 7. I never even, like, I've been with way better looking girls. Why is this girl not like even giving me the time of day and then saying I'm weird? And then he's going to spend the rest of the night looking for me, trying to prove that he's not weird and that he can get me. And I'm just going to be like, no, I'm good.
Denise.
It works. It winds up working in the long run.
Denise, that's some toxic shit right there. Okay, everybody likes to chase. Guys and girls like the chase. Denise, that is some mind fuckery right there. Does that work on girls? Have you seen that work on girls?
I think if there's it works on a certain type of woman. I know it like absolutely works on guys. Absolutely. And it's not using the least good looking friend, because you know what? You're giving him social currency and bragging rights with his friends to say, hey, that girl wanted to talk to me and not, you know, Scott or whatever his name is.
That's because we're fucking wolves. Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, we're dogs. Like, it's all a big dick contest. You know what I mean?
It is. It's a dick measuring contest.
Really, and girls don't give a fuck, actually.
No, a lot of girls, honestly, like with women, sometimes you really have to like, I don't really worry about what my enemies will do. Sometimes I'm like, well, what my friends do in that situation? But I've had friends and I'm like, dude, I just said I liked that guy. And now you're like hooking up with him.
Yeah, that is the difference. You know what I mean? Girls will do that. Like, okay, like, that's why girls will be like alpha, is like when it comes to something like that, and like in the reverse. What's up with that?
Yeah, I honestly don't know, because I couldn't really do that to one of my friends. I feel like I'd be like, all right, well, if that's in my group of friends, I feel like if that's a guy you want, then like most people will stay away from it. I had a friend that I honestly could not hang out with until she was married, because I was just like, Jesus Christ, like might as well have sex with the guy in this bar right now.
Yeah, it feels like, because you always hear guys say bros before hoes, but then girls, you will see like they get cat-like, and it's almost like a fight over a guy. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
I don't even understand it, because I don't know what kind of woman you have to be to like sleep with your friend's boyfriend. But there are women out there that do it. You see it on TikTok all the time. There's women that are like, I just caught this person with it. And you know, and you're just like, holy crap. Like,
yeah,
you get worried.
I feel like I hear that more often. Max, Denise, correct me. But like, I feel like I hear more often that a girl will sleep with like her, it's probably easier, like with her like ex's like friends or something, than a guy sleeping with like his ex's friends.
I definitely think that happens,
because it's easier for a girl to get laid than a guy, bottom line.
It definitely is. I'll say that it definitely is. I mean, you don't always take the opportunity. Like, I won't always take the opportunity. If I want to, I will, but it's not something that I'll do a lot. It has to be like a vibe. I have to be
Denise, how old are you right now?
I'm 35.
Okay, so you're probably a little past that phase then. You know what I mean? Like, that 21. Yeah, obviously. So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, it takes something. Like, you gotta have, it's probably like an immaturity thing, but it probably happens at whatever age. But like,
it definitely
girls
happens.
Will always threaten you. I feel like, oh, I'm gonna sleep with your friends, like, if you like fuck me over. You know what I mean? That's the biggest threat to a guy.
If a guy screws you over, he doesn't care about you. Why would you care about doing that to him? Like, I would rather have the good grace to like move on,
but
than to go hook up with a guy's friend.
But that's the thing. Like, you say like, oh, he doesn't care, but like, I guarantee you he cares enough. Like, if a girl will be like, oh, he doesn't care about me, but I know what will hurt him is if I fuck his friends and I say like, oh, his friend's got like a bigger dick or something. You know what I mean? That's gonna hurt.
There's definitely girls that I know, some girls who have done that. And I just kind of was like, well, if somebody's not really like into me, or like they reject me or something in the long run, I'm kind of like, all right, well, do you, I'll find someone else. I would rather find someone else than be like hopping on how to like get back at that dude.
I'll tell you what, girls wear the fucking pants nowadays as far as dating goes. They control
everything. See, I don't feel like it.
You don't?
No. They I don't feel like we do. Everything. I feel like there's like certain circumstances where you may have that opportunity, but I think that for the most part, I don't think we wear the pants. I think we have a lot of, we have a lot more control over the situation, but I think that when it comes to, I don't know. I think when it comes to relationships and stuff, I feel like guys don't really have to commit. Guys don't have to like, it makes me apprehensive because I don't really like to go out. Because I feel like you go out and it's like, you're not getting the effort you used to. Like 2009, you would get good effort. Nowadays, you go out and guys are just like, well, I can just fuck you and go home. And I'm like, well, no, you can't.
So Denise, this brings us to another good conversation that I've also talked about on the podcast. I've said the guys are more emotional than girls when it comes to like relationship shit.
Absolutely.
Sure, we want to fuck, okay? But when we find our girl, okay, the girl, obviously, mm-hmm. we want to have sex with that girl. Like, we will be fucking more heartbroken than anything. We will, like, live off that girl forever. I feel like girls can move on a lot faster, and, like, it's a lot harder for guys. I feel like we are more emotional. Have you experienced
I used that? To think that that wasn't the case, but I found more recently when I have either rejected or not. And I don't reject people in a bad way, but when I've kind of like, you know, just put distance or like space or whatever and just kind of been like, yeah, not really feeling this. I find that guys are like vicious about it. And it's like, it's not about you. Yeah. It's about me. But they get very vicious. And it's like, it's kind of concerning. But I did notice that. I feel like there's a lot more emotion involved for men when they really like you. And
well, so I got a great example. I've heard this before. So think about it for like a guy's perspective, right? Like, girls think we're just dogs. I've said we're dogs. We are dogs, but, you know, we're lovable dogs, okay? But think about it like this. You seen the Titanic, Denise?
I sure have. Millions of times.
Who gets on the boats first?
The women and children.
The women and children, okay. So a man isn't worth shit after he turns 18. It's like, send him off to war. He goes, nice. We all got mommy issues, just like all girls have daddy issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And it's coming around a little more now. Like, guys can feel like they can express their feelings a little bit more. And, like, you know.
It should be more socially acceptable for a man to express his feelings. Like, we need to make that normal. Like, it shouldn't be a thing where guys have to feel like, oh, you're a pussy if you say, like, how you feel about somebody. And I think that's why men tend to get, like, vicious when I'm kind of distancing myself.
Yeah,
I feel like if it was more acceptable for a man to be able to say, hey, you know what? I really liked you. No man has ever said that to me. I've only ever gotten like the viciousness. So I'm like, I see you. I got it. I know that this is an emotional thing for you. I'm just going to go away quietly. But I definitely think that men deserve that. I think that there's two stigmas. There's a stigma of like a woman being a slut, and there's a stigma for the man of being a pussy. And I think we need to like make that go away. You know, I think everybody needs to be able to be on the same playing field, but at the same time, we are still different. I used to think that there should be equality between men and women, but we're two different, you know, two different sides of the coin. We really are. Like, women are different, men are different, but men should be able to display emotion without, you know.
I agree. And I would say the difference is that I think guys probably like to have sex more. We probably have lower standards here and whatnot. But when it comes to settling down, our standards don't lower usually. You know what I mean? Like, we want the best of the best. You know what I mean? But we will probably fuck whatever it is. But I will say, I like to be the little spoon sometimes, Denise.
I think that men should be the little spoon sometimes. I think there's too much pressure to be the big spoon.
I don't know if I wasn't hugged enough as a child, but there's something there.
Can we make that a hashtag, like little spoon men or something?
Little
yes. Spoon men.
We need to normalize little spoon men, because I would love to little spoon a man. There's no man in the history of ever that I've been with that when I like went to like be big spoon, he would be like flip me over and be like, no. And I'm like, I didn't say you were a bitch. Like,
I feel like if I went and was like, hey, can you like cuddle me? I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come off as manly. But like think about little boys.
Yeah.
So tomorrow comes the new Spider-Man comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little boys grow up idolizing superheroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were taught to be like, hey, you need to be a macho man.
You got to be the protector.
Exactly. It's the way we're taught. It's like from the movies and shit. It's like, it's how we're raised. There's some fucked up guys, like you're saying, like vicious men, and like there's shit guys that shouldn't like do unsolicited dick pics. I don't think they're getting that from Spider-Man and fucking Thor and shit.
They're not going to be able to wife me with an unsolicited dick pic.
Yeah, but it needs, like, men and women aren't much different at the end of the day.
We're not much different at the end of the day. We're different.
But we're so different.
We're built different. Like, we're more emotional when it comes to sex and stuff. That men can just go and like go to town and be like, I never cared about you, and I make no apologies for that, and that's fine. I mean, do y'all? But
and I will say, Denise, I hear what you're saying. I've done that to women, okay. But the times I did that to women, there was another woman in my mind.
Yep.
That like broke my heart. I don't get over it as easy. Women, I can't speak for all men. Yeah. I don't know. Just from my experience.
I think it's a combination of that. And then it's like when a man isn't right with himself, he's just going to go out and be a piece of shit to all the women. And then when you're finally right with yourself, that's when you find the right girl.
Hmm. Max, what do you think? And I apologize, Max and Denise. Just like the last podcast, this is going to be a theme. I need to go to the bathroom. So, Max, you take over with the D's.
I love how this is like the rolling thing.
It's a new thing.
No, I think there is some points there where it is like you sometimes struggle with heartbreak and emotion stuff. But I do agree with you, like trying to like normalize that for both sides. Like, that's something we've talked about on this network, is that we've had people that are doing like sex work and stuff in interviews. And I never understood fucking slut shaming. You know what I mean? Because literally at the end of the day, the guys want that. They want you to be experimental and fun and stuff. But as soon as like you're not their property, then it's like, oh, fuck them. It's like, it just makes no sense to me. It's such a huge double standard.
Yeah. One of the things too is I feel like if you do something different with like a boyfriend in the bedroom, they're going to be like, who taught you that? Where did you learn that? Mm-hmm. What happened? You know, and they're going to be like going in there. They're going to be in their head like, you did that with another guy. And it's like,
right.
I don't think that way when it comes to like a guy. If they do something different, I'm just like, oh, cool, you're doing something different. Whatever. You must have read, you know, whatever man magazine that was. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when it's a woman kind of like taking charge and doing that, they're kind of like, who else do you do this for? Who else have you done this for? And it's like, you could just be doing something special for them that you've never done, or something that like you're just trying to keep it exciting. And right, I think
Women I love this work and stuff.
Women in sex work, I feel like, you know, get your bag, do what you want to do. It may not necessarily be something I would do, but I'm not going to say anybody shouldn't do that. I think you should do whatever comes naturally to you and makes you happy.
Oh, absolutely.
There shouldn't be anything surrounding it, you know, and guys too.
Mm-hmm. No, but I
feel like we need to make room for men to be more emotional and for women to be able to express themselves sexually without them being like, oh my God, you just got gangbanged by 9 guys and then you got this idea.
Right. No, I agree. I think I am in the like maybe the guy minority that people should be more accepting of that stuff. And like, I don't know. I don't see the big ordeal about, we're talking about slut shaming, Hunt. How we kind of been a network that we're very pro on, like, yo, do your thing, because we've like interviewed people that do sex work. But like,
man of the year, man, it's fucking.
I loved it when you guys went to that Exotica thing. I was watching all your stories and I was like, oh my God, I'm here for this. This is epic.
We loved that we went there too.
Oh, that was
great. I loved it. Yeah, you guys must have had a really good time. It looked
some
really
of our best content. Some of our best content. And
it was Denise, so surreal.
I hate to say it, Denise, but the fucking, we see where the views come. It's all about sex. That's what people care about. And as a network, that's something we're struggling with. You know what I mean? Like, do we cater to the views, or, you know?
It's hard to know what way you should go with certain things. I know content wise, I know for myself, when I'm, you know, looking at what gets the most, you know, what generates the most, I find that it happens to be like a lot of my like dating stories that are really bizarre. Some might have like a sexual component to them, or there might be something else. There was one episode I actually was like, I'm not going to bite my tongue for anybody, but should I take this down? Is my dad going to hear this? And I'm like, and then my dad was kind of like, no, why just leave it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're getting to the age where, like, just be your fucking self. Everybody does fucking stupid shit. Everybody does crazy shit. Everybody does embarrassing shit.
Oh, God, yeah. A lot of my stories I put out there that I'm embarrassed. I'm like, you know what? I screwed up and when I was on this date, so you don't have to. Here is the great content of how I screwed up, because I think that's one of the things that's really important about podcasting is you have to be open to, like, making mistakes. You have to be open to just being yourself, being unapologetic and being yourself, and just, like, owning who you are. And I think that a lot of people don't do that. Some people try too hard. I'm just going to be who I am, and the people who, like, love me will love me, will be, like, loyal to me, and the people who don't, that's fine. They can move on. I have no problem with that.
No, I love that. I think more people should be like that. That's... we're getting to that age. The world's changing. Like, it's ever changing and whatnot. Max.
It is. We're in, like, a weird space now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Max, you got any questions? We're getting to the close to the hour mark already somehow.
This is impressive.
Have I been talking the whole time? Have I been talking the whole time?
Well, you two were definitely flowing, and I wanted to keep the combo nice and organic, so don't
worry. I think I'm blackout right now. I'm not going to remember this.
Really? You think so?
I'm kidding. Jesus Christ. Man.
I've seen you when you're drunk. I'm like, you're not at your drunk phase.
I've had 4.5 beers. Come on now.
You're like the 8 club before you started getting that way, I think. So.
Yeah. I might have to go to the bar after this to, like, cap it off, but.
Okay.
Have yourself a good night.
Yes.
No, it's only Wednesday, right? It's not Thursday. If it was Thursday.
It's only Wednesday. Like, I gotta pump the brakes. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go to sleep tonight. Max, any final questions before I got one last segment for us?
Yes, I do. So one of the things I noticed during your recon, you were talking about some shows on Bravo, and I think you were talking actually about Real Housewives. Yeah. I think about Jen Shah's arrest. Was that
what that was crazy to me? I didn't really expect that. I haven't really watched a whole lot of Salt Lake City, but I was kind of like, this is nuts. Her assistant turned himself in and was like, pled guilty, and I was like, oh shit. And she's like, this documentary is going to be biased and I'm going to go straight to jail. And it's like, no, you're probably going to go to jail because you actually did it.
Right. No, it's wild. So my wife's, like, super into, like, the whole Bravo universe. So, like, she watches a lot of the Real Housewives and, like, Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck. And so
I've been to Pump.
Oh, you have? Okay. That's on her bucket list. How was that?
The food was really good. The drinks were really good. Ken wasn't that nice. I was kind of surprised by that. He's like so lovable on the show. I don't think I ever watched another episode of Vanderpump Rules because my little hat was broken. And I was like, oh my God, like, I thought he would be so much nicer than he was to me.
Wow.
Because he just walked in like just like a regular person. I was like, holy shit, that's Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of brushed me off. And I was like, okay.
Jeez. It's like kind of.
I also think that's like British vibes too. So really? It could be common. Yeah, British people are just kind of like, oh yeah, all right, you know, they're not as friendly, but it's like it's not in like a bad way. It's just a cultural thing.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, no, it's kind of like watching the sausage be made. It's like when you're on the TV show watching, like, oh yeah, it's cool, this environment. You got the clique and the community, and then when you go there, you're like, oh shit, maybe it's not that same way.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet any of the people who worked at like Villa Blanca or that other place, but sir, I think. But I honestly really enjoyed it. The food was awesome. The drinks were just as good as they look on the show, and it was really dope.
Wow,
I love me some Beverly Hills in my life for sure.
Oh, I bet that's a whole vibe.
Oh my God, that is just that's everything. I went to like this random bar there by myself. I was visiting a friend and she didn't want to go out. So I went out by myself and I was like, you know, one of those opportunities to be my own wing woman. So I went out and I met this lady. She was wicked chill. We were hanging out. She looked like Angelina Jolie. And I thought she was. So I was like, she's just trying to be like incognito right now. But she was actually really cool. We wound up going out to this other restaurant. We were just bar hopping for the night. And then just as my phone was about to die, it was like my very first Uber that I ever took was in Beverly Hills. Got into my Uber, my phone died, and I was like, yes, thank God. Thank God I made it.
Wow. Holy fuck. So my question with the Bravo stuff is, do you think more guys should watch like that type of stuff, whether it be the girlfriend, wife, whatever, like to understand that dichotomy of the whole like Bravo universe?
You know what? There's certain things that are realistic about it, and then there are certain things that aren't. So I feel like a lot of men might be disappointed or might think that women are as I don't want to. A lot of my favorite characters aren't super materialistic, but I'd say that there's a lot of them that are. So
Okay.
I think men may get the wrong impression about women if they're basing it off of that show. There's a like the dynamic between like with female friends, I think there's something to be said about that on the show. But I definitely think that it's hard to gauge when you should tell a man to take it seriously, because there might be some like really foul shit that he sees that he's like, do women really do this shit? Like, it's, you know, some of it is, you know, you can tell there's a lot more drama placed on it. It's a lot of editing involved, but
I'll cut in here. Yeah. I have, I'll admit my ex used to watch Vanderpump Rules, and, Below Deck was actually
Below Deck. My oh my God. Yes.
And I do dabble with The Bachelor and Bachelorette and all that. Below Deck was fan fucking tastic. I think I watched the first two seasons. That's oh more God. Relatable.
That was when it was great.
Huh?
That was when it was great. You caught the best seasons.
Yeah, it's almost like, because I could, it was relatable to me because I used to be a deckhand at on a lake, not an ocean.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing crazy. You've
got some really cool shit then.
Nothing crazy. It was a summer job, you know. But I was like, if this podcasting shit doesn't work out, that's what I'm doing. Below Deck is going to be the dream after this, if this doesn't work out. But Denise, we talked
about this. This is going to work out, and you're going to do a wingman cruise. Like, I
we're
going to
have
a
wingman
yacht,
and we're just going to get, we're going to get 50 single chicks. We're going to get 50 single dudes, and we're going to pair them up, and there's going to be 50 beds on there.
I'm telling you, I think you guys could do it.
Max is like, Hunter, you shouldn't drink anymore.
I'm here for this. I like it.
Yeah.
Denise, we're running out of time. I need to roll into the next segment.
Yeah, sure. I got
wingman stories.
Dude, that's what friends do. Friends wingman each other.
Wingman stories. Denise, do you have a time, you got a story, a time that you were a wingman, wingwoman, whatever you want to call it, it's all personal preference. You had a good story off the top of your head that you ever hooked up a friend or you did something like, you
know, random act of kindness, even.
Random act of kindness. That's good.
I was actually in a VIP section at a bar one night, and I saw this guy. He was a good looking guy, but he was, you know, he had a full harem of girls coming through this one night, but I could tell there was one girl he really liked, and she was kind of like backing off, not really giving him the time of day. He's just like, I don't get it. Like, what's the problem? He's a really good looking guy. So I said to him, I said, hang on a minute, I got this. So I went up and I was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you like my friend? And like, he's not my friend. I've never met him. Don't even know what kind of quality human being he is, which this is awful. And all the women are going to be like, you're a traitor to the agenda. But no. I was like, whatever, let me help this guy out tonight. So she's like, oh, she goes, yeah, he's cute. And I was like, really? I said, you know, I saw you guys talking earlier. I haven't seen him look at anybody like that tonight. Like, I you know, maybe you should like make it happen or whatever. Like, go up. You might have, you know, you have a chance with him. And she's just like, really? Oh my God. So she goes back and starts talking to him. She didn't think he was interested in her, but you know, they walked out together. It worked out for him. Don't know what happened from there. Maybe they got married. Maybe they didn't.
Holy shit. I love that. You're like, I haven't seen him look at anyone like that tonight. That's a fucking line, Denise.
It was half true. So I will give myself that credit. I was just like, let me help him out. Let me find, because like, he was a good looking guy. I could tell she liked him, but she was kind of like, just not, she didn't want to get rejected. And I've seen that look before. So I was kind of like, all right, let me just go up and put a bug in Rhea, let her know she's got a chance to
see. Did you prep the guy at all, or did you just give her the
balls? No, I didn't prep him at all. I just went back and she went to go to the bathroom with her friend or something, because you know, women just, they go in groups to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
So I was just like, hey, you're welcome. And he goes, what? And I was like, I told her, you know, go talk to you. It's all good. And he was like, wow.
You should track them down.
He was so drunk. He was just like, what?
It's like, oh, girl's in the name. Shit. Like, let's go.
So that was my random act of kindness as a wingwoman.
Oh, well, yeah, that's random act of kindness. But yeah, that's fucking wingman of the year fucking material right there.
That's fine.
I mean, they could be getting divorced right now, but
hey,
I tried.
You made love happen, Denise. You know what I mean? Probably.
Definitely made love happen. Somebody loved somebody that night. Or loved
at least for a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't matter minutes. How long it goes, but you made it happen. You made the world a better place for a little bit. At least.
I tried. I did my good deed. I'm still waiting on that comma to come back.
Yeah, right. It'll come, Denise. It'll come. But Denise, I've had a fucking pleasure talking to you. Max, have you had a pleasure talking to me?
This has been great. Yo, we've been wanting to do this for a minute, and I'm glad we can do this. And I feel like we'll be doing more stuff, so this is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know. I'd love to chat with you guys again. You guys are epic. You guys do so many fun things that it's just, I love seeing you guys like do different things in your stories, getting out of your comfort zone, just.
Oh, we get out of our fucking comfort zone.
Yeah. I love it though. I love it. I'm here for it. I love all the things you guys are doing, and I can't.
I got naked for this company.
There you go. I can't wait to see what happens at SantaCon. I'm very eagerly awaiting.
Yeah, I'm eager to see what happens too. There's no telling what's going to happen with us. It's gonna be something. Tis the season to be horny. Put that on a t-shirt, Max. That's gonna be my.
La, 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 la.
Is that actually a good t-shirt design, Max, for my Christmas sweater? Because I'm making us Christmas sweaters, Denise.
Yeah.
That is the quote.
Tis the season to be horny.
And then, I wore a shirt that said vegetarian at Exotica, so I don't think that's really any bit offensive after that. So.
No. Oh, no, I don't think it'll be offensive. I'm just saying, like, are people going to be... I'll put a mistletoe under horny, or, like, okay. Above it.
Oh, there you go.
This is season to be horny, mistletoe above it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you can carry the mistletoe. Like, hey,
exactly. Bring it with you. People will get it.
It might work out for you.
All right, let me write this down. I think I might actually do that. But
I think it could work for you. I really do.
We're going to get some...
Especially when you're that bold with a woman. Women like confidence like that. They're going to be like, oh, my God, that's hot.
Oh yeah! Wait, the sweater?
The sweater with the little mistletoe. Seeing you just be like a badass like that's kind of attractive.
Yeah, there's an in. It's like, hey, I'm not trying to fuck you. You could talk to me about something, and once you start talking, you gotta start talking to a girl, get them comfortable. That's all it is. Be a funny guy. Girls like funny guys. You know what I mean?
They do. You know, I love a good sense of humor.
Girls like podcasters too. So let me tell you.
I've never met any guy podcasters like.
They're all in LA for the most part.
Yeah, they're all out in LA. A lot of them are married.
Yeah. Met Max.
Sorry, I'm fucking it up.
Sorry, Max is like, sorry that I'm a stud.
Yeah.
I love when you say that word stud.
Full circle. I love it.
Well, all right. Denise, you're a fucking wingman of the year fucking nominee as far as I'm concerned.
Yay.
Helping the people out. We're going to live up to everything we talked about this Saturday at SantaCon. Denise, I hope we talk again. I'm sure we will. We're going to be lifelong friends after this. You're friends of the network. So appreciate you winging it with us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me.
For the third time tonight.
I don't know what I'm going to say. Denise, where can people find you before I let you go?
So I'm on Instagram, and my handle is Heavy Crown Radio Podcast. And then you can find me on Facebook, Heavy Crown Radio.
Hey, look
and then
at
you
that.
Find me on all of the major platforms, Heavy Crown Radio.
All right. There it is. Wingers, go show her some love. And Wingers, make sure you're following us as well, because I'll fucking kill you if you're not. If you're listening to this and you're not subscribing, and go buy a t-shirt while you're at it. Wingman of the Year. Go buy a hat. Go do it. Go check out the store, wingmanoftheyear.com. Wingers. Until next time.
See ya!